Shur Pei Vav and Yavamos Eidizik Shur Yavamos continued. Pei's Irohi Tavshin Lavav, May 2nd, 1976, continued on Sunday.
So he's moved. He dies. Why? Because Gershon is Gaia Kikot Hashem Yodban. But the Chachomim Asat. The Chachomim Asat. Kidei Shloyeim Ubonu Mikdushachmu Udushachalam. So it's only Yosam Rabbonon. So Rabbi David says, when does it involve only in Yisrael Rabbonon? Aber Kosa war Rabbi David, that no ches, in Sanhedrin, in Chidush Aram. Aber Kosa war Rabbi David Zahal, she mikol lo kimnira b'emes, she ma she wosa b'sheroei, mishim zira de Rabbonon, omim de Rabbonon, so yin kubonu mi b'shechmur b'shekalo, hayni davke b'eisen she nizgai ul acha she neila. Ibechai gab nei ke yisura de Rabbonon b'lchut. Aber in koreison she hoi u b'geirus, b'sho she neila, lab mishim zira de Rabbonon b'lchut u b'yoseh. Elo kum vogmuro yeshlo yimoen hoilu vidushosei yoladet vidushosei yoladet. In other words, so when do we say that mitaraise ger is mitalisachese, if let's say a certain goy and the goy, they were married and they had, let's say, and they had the daughter and they had the daughter vigiusa, then and they had, and after then, so, and then they had a son too. Then the son was Misgaya. And the time when the son was Misgaya, so his sister was still a goy. And after his geiru, she decided to be Misgaya as her son. So then Midraise is allowed to marry her. But suppose they had a daughter, and then the father and the mother and the daughter were Migaya themselves, and after that, so a son was born to them. So then he is also in that sister Midrais, because at the time when he's born, the sister is already a Geiris. She is an Israelis. I mean, it's a very strange Chiddush, because what kind of a sister is she? I mean, she's not a sister of his. She's not a sister of his. In other words, so it seems that the real reason, according, so he said, this is what he says, Avo Kosala Rabra Dovizal, שמכל מוקים נראה באמת שמה שהוא עושה בשביל רואים שמזיר את הרבונון שלאים רובונו מקדושחמו לקדושה קלו הנדבקי בעיסון שנזגיירו לאח השנילה ובחייגב נהי כי איסור את הרבונו בחוד אבל מכל איסון שהויו בגיירס בישור שנילה. So and he is נילה בדושי, so לאב שמזיר את הרבונו בחוד הוא עושה אלו קור וגמורו יש לו ימיין הוילו בקדושו ילדתי. But the question is, what kind of a kuvig mura does he have with his biological sister? I mean, the sister was born a goy, and then she became Jewish, she was Misgayeres. But then, and his father and mother were also Misgayer themselves, and then he was born in Dush. So why should he have a kuvig with her? So it seems that it's not a halacha, that the whole reason as to why we say that there is no kove is because there couldn't be any kove between the Yisroel and the Nochitz. So Mimele, in this case, in the case of where if in Nisgayru, if let's say the sister was Nisgayah, let's say the father and the mother had it done, and then they were Migaya themselves, but the daughter was not Migaya herself as yet, and then he was born Bigdushi. Then he was born Bigdushi. So the time when he was born, so that his father and mother, the father and mother are Israeli, but the sister is not an Israeli. So the Mele, he couldn't acquire any relationship with her, because when he's born, he's in Israel and she's an Ochis. How could there be kuve between a Yisroel and an Ochis? But then she's Misgayeres. So she couldn't become a Kreva because the relationship has to take effect at the time of birth. If at the time of birth there was no relationship between them, he couldn't take effect later on. Mashein came if the sister was Mizgaya before he was born. So at the moment of birth, she's the Israelis and he's the Israel, then there is a Kreva. It's a very big chiddush that she. All right, now the thesis. We ask, we also call us bitei al mishum call us not bitei. The amay we ask him al mishum kol shevin keiv oyavo bizoch ogoz ralish te mishum shniyo kidu ikam. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says that call us bitei is asur. So the Gemara has to mention a riot. So why? So this kasha is, why couldn't the Gemara be patient that Kalas bite is asuro, and why we have to resort to a special memre, Eliosro Kalas bite, Elishim Kalas mei? It should be asuro on the basis of a general principle. There is a general principle. Kol shen kevo elvo, so bizocho is gozra lishte. And because of that, the Gemara says that Eishes, Achi Yoei, Minoei, is Asur. Why? Because Binkevo is an Erebo. Achi Soei, Minoei, is Asur. So Mimele, Eishes, Achi Yoei, Minoei, should also be Osir. So here too, Kalas Bitei, what does Kalas Bitei mean? Kalas Bitei means the daughter-in-law of the daughter. So that means the husband of the granddaughter. So I mean the wife of the granddaughter. So of the grandson, I'm sorry. The wife Kalas Bite means the wife of the grandson. So Kolche bin Kevo. Kolche bin Kevo Elvo, because it's Bas Bitei, so it's an Elvo. So Mimele Bizocho Gonzo. Tilikamon, Ditam Gomoru. Viloi Simone Baal. Midipore Halo. Maishnahane, Maishnahane. Gimore est. So, Gimore say, Vid est, Ukoru, Hamese Elvo. And we do not apply the principle, the rule of Kolche bin Kevo Elvo. So bizocha gozra lishte. Eishes chom of materes. Vas chameise elvo. Eishes ben chameise materes. So Gemara gives a teretz. Why don't we apply the principle of kol shen kevo elvo bizocha gozra in connection with eishes chom? Why? Because there it's necessary to resort to two marriages in order to establish a relationship. So mimele, that klal applies only to a case where the relationship is established through one marriage, not where it's established through two marriages. So we see it's not a simen, but that's the real tam gomoru. So the more you tell us of a chadu shemikralu, ve'im in the poshet minei, eishes achiyo eim in eim, ve'imekelo bikalas bitei. So we see that it's a tam gomoru. So mimele, why doesn't the Gemara say that kalas bitei is asuro? Because kol shen kevo elvo bizocho gozru. Weimeri, die Tanne die Breise lässt la hutein. Aber bei dir ist auch rein im Gozo. Und hoche kipporich, mai schier, da hai schier, lo i boi oi meima. Die schier ist es auch hier im Leim, die Pashtini Nisu. So in other words, Tesa says that this halloche of kolche mi keivo elvo, bizoch o gozo alishte, mishim shnio izi, itakone mulchatz. So originally, when Beis Din Ishal Shleime was Misakin Shnias, so Eino Chaname, Eishes Achi Yoei Mino Eim was not Asur, because Eishes Achi Yoei Mino Eim is only Asur on the basis of this principle of Kol Shemikei Vayavo Bizocho Gozo. But later on, the Chachomim extended the Isur Yishnias, but originally, from the point of view of the Takone of Gdumo, of the Takone of Beis Din Ishal Shlomo, so in Ochaname there was no such thing. And Mashein King Kalas Gite is Asuro, from the point of view of the Takone of Mugdemes, Some mail the Gemara to mention a raya that Kalas Bitei was asur or even prior to the Takone Mochatz. This is what he says. Vim Teimar, my Paul, who called you Hamise Elbo, Dilma Bahana Namigos, who was a hoch my time. So when the Brisa says that Eishes Chomov is Mutter, so that represents the Haloche in the Eres HaRishayim, but Eilach Name, after the Takonim Ucheres, the Eres HaChayim, that Kolchen Kevo Elbo, Bezoch HaBozo Beishtei, so Eishes Chomov is Aso. Because it was a hoch amat HaRishayim, the Komri, the Hanel Rishot, we heard the Pohar, the Gemara knew that even the Eres HaChayim, so Eishes Chomov was still Mutter. Vod the Pohar, we come with Amecho, Shifts HaRabes, aber gab es auch in Gozru die überraschte Idee auch die Schnee, die Marbrede Rabune bei der Sachen so anyway, so Teise Schitte is that this memory Kolchen Kivu Erwa bei Socha Gozru is not a Simen but it's a Din, it's a Tam Gom it's not a Mir Simen der Ramban is Helik an Jesus der Ramban an the same Kashi. So the Ramban gives the Teretz that the reason is why the Gemara had to resort to the special aloche. But also Kalas Bitei, which Kalas Mei, and the Gemara couldn't say that Kalas Bitei is Asura because Binkevo is an Elvo. Binkevo, so is an Elvo, Bas Bitei. So Mimele, Bizocha Gozru. Because that's only a Simen. So it's a simen, so that is a simen that is used in respect to Eishes Achiim and Elohim, but not regarding some male. We couldn't deduce from that. It's only a simen, so we couldn't establish that she's Asur just because there is a simen. So Eloch Name, the truth is that the simen holds true. So why does it? So the simen holds true even in respect to Kalas Bitei. But we couldn't say that Kalas Bitei is Asura because of that. That's only a simen. So the Gemara had to establish that Kalas Bitei is Asura. Why is she Asura? Because of a special takonim Mishim Kalas Mei. Once, Bezdinei Shal Shleimei was misakei that Kalas Bitei is Asura Mishim Kalas Mei. So then, it is a statistical fact. That Kol Shebi, then it turns out to be a statistical fact. But it's a mere coincidence. There is no logical connection between the two. This is what Ramban says. Oh. Hode Amrino Leosho Kalo El Pne Kalo. Kashiron, the colors bitte bin kevo elvo bas bitte, vi nigza alishtiko meyu. Vi yesh leima hayik lolehi, avalaf tanyu, it's only a sime. She kulom li osro el zume pnei zu. Ve ish es achi oei min oei name mishu min av. Vi od amrino o maish nahane, so teis es menschen zaraye, it's not in your sime. But the Ramban says it is in your sime, so why does the Gemara say maish nahane hashane? Deishes Chomov Rudo Yuligzer Aleyem Mishim Chamez. That's why the Gemara asks. Avo Kalas Bitei Lishayach Lemigzer Elo Mishim Kalas Ne. So now so we have in Machlekes between Teisus and Ramban whether according to Teisus there was a special takone. That's a special takone. Kol Shem Keivu Avo. So Gozru Bin Zohar Gozru Al Bishimish. It's a special takone. But according to Ramban, there is no such takone. Every shniyo is asuro for a special reason. So kalas bitei is asuro because of exeva mishum kalas mei, and eishes achi oeim in oeim is asuro mishum eishes achi oeim in av. So once all these takones were made, so then the chachomim figured out that coincidentally there is a certain simen, but it's only a statistical fact. I mean, there is no, it's not a tam gomo. It's not a tam gomo. All right. Now, Ravashi omar kinkale de Rav Mordechai bar Yitzchak kol chad noket eisi shoyer biyom. I mean, why do they have to mention kale de Rav Poker, kale de Rav Tzisoyer? Because everyone mentioned of someone that he knew. V'tzorech leimar, so Ravashi mentioned kale de Rav Mordechai bar Yitzchak. Apparently Rav Mordechai bar Yitzchak was a contemporary of Ravashi, so we have to say that more, there were two Mordechai bar Yitzchak. לצורך לימא ותראי מורי בריס הקאבו איך עוד מרב אשי כי דמש מהוכה הוא הפרק למציא סמימא ורב אשי אומר זוטרי יקחל בסנועי ובמורי בריסק ואיך עוד הויו בימי רב חיז יום עוד המפקי את מורי במיס בריסק so מורי בריסק עושה לאחלון בחיזוי עושה לכם רב חיז so that So the contemporary Rav Ashi was one of the Chachmei Yisrael. He was an Amir. The Mori Bar Yitzchak Meir Rav Chisda was not an Amir at all. I mean, because Rav Chisda said, "Hoche daiminen lichol ligavra alime likavosach." In other words, he wasn't such a nice person. The Mori Bar Yitzchak, the contemporary of Rav Chisda, he just happened to have the same name as one of the Amroi, but he wasn't one of the Chachmei Yisrael. So ואותו כמה רב חיזם, רב חיזם נפטר במרובי, כי לא מפל בעשר יומי, ובעניינים שמישרו בניות רב אשי, so it's two separate more about this. אישס, אחי אוהב, היא אוהב, ואחי יש אבי אוהב מר. המוצר נאמר, אחי יש אימו אי, והיא בכלל אחי יש אבי אוהב, דומת דידי אוהבו, והיא סבור עם דיגרסים עובד. מה אישי עד הישייה? אף אגב ביטרת נינו, חושב לו, כי בקום אבי סומך. הנחתרתי דם לאדאו דה חוד החושב. So in other words, מה שיהיה דה הישיה? שנייה דה רב חייה. שנייה דה רב חייה. So he says, אבו גב ביטרתם אינו חוד החושב הוא. כי בקום ביסום החנתר דם לאדאו דה חוד החושב הוא. ופירוש בקונטרס, והנחתרתי הנה אישס אחי אבי אוב ואחי סבי אוב. ולא כמו שפירוש, now I mentioned it last time, ולא כמו שפירוש רבי יצחוק בן רבי מאיר. דיקוי האישס הכי אוהי מן אוהי ואישס הכי אוהי מן אוהב דיכולה הכי אימי קורא דיכולה הכי אימי קורא so we have a מחלקת between רשי and the ריבון when the Gemara says הנחתרת דידם אלה הדודה כחוד החושב לו so רשי enters to say that the תרתה that is counted as one consists of Eishes Achi Aviyov V'Acheis Aviyov V'Acheis Aviyov and according to the Rivon so the Tarte consists of Eishes Achi Oeim V'Eishes Achi Oeim No Dikure Achi Imei Korelu Now with Luke it's more mistabel like the Rivon. I mean, I said last time that the Rambam also explained the Gemara like the Rivon, not like Rashi. So, but why should Rashi and Tesvis say that when the Gemara says Hanachalte di Damila Dode, so it has reference to Eishes Achi Aviyov and Achis Aviyov, and not to Eishes Achi Oeim Mino Hoeim and Eishes Achi Oeim Yov. After all, it's the same relationship. It's the same, but only one is Eishes Achi Oeim Yov and one is Eishes Achi Oeim Yov. Eishes Achi Oeim Yov. Now, so I think that it depends upon the machlekes between Tesvis and Rambam. Now, Tesvis holds that culture in Kivayal Bobizoch Gozru Alishte Mishum Shnio is not a sin. The Ramban holds it's a sin. It's a sin. Now the Gemara said that Eishes Achi Oeim Noeim is a sumo because of culture in Kivayal so Bizoch Gozru Bishbish. In other words, and sins in Kivayal. So the Achis Oeim Noeim is a Suro, is a Neavo. So Memele, Eishes Achi Oeim Minoeim is a Suro Mishem Shnir. So, If we say, like the Ramban, that the aloche of kolche mikiva elvon, so bizochal gozole biishte is only simen. So that means, so eishes achio ein minoein is asuro, not because of a special takon. According to Teisves, that this is Tam Gomu, so that means there was a special takon enacted by the Chachon. Kol shevin keivo elvo, so bizocho goes all abishn. So in other words, so the iser of eishes achio eim in aim emanates from his specific takone. So mimele, since it emanates from his specific takone, namely the takone of kol shevin keivo elvo, Bizocho, that was a takone mocheres. Kol shevin keivo elvo, bizocho gozru alo, biyishtei, cannot be counted as one, as eishes achio eim in av. Because eishes achio eim in av is asuro, mitzad takone mugderes. Mitzad takone by shlomo bizvine. Eishes achio eim in aim is only asuro because of a special takone. A new aloche that was niska by the chachomi. In the Deves Achrein, that culture in Kenwa Elbo, Bizocho Gozle. So how can we count as one? One is Asuro from the point of view of Takone Shleime, and the other one, Eishes Achio Eiminaim, is Asuro only on the basis of Takone Mocheres. So these two cannot be counted as one. So Memele, Teisves, Lishitosei, was forced to say that when the Gemara says, it has reference not to Eishes Achio Eim in Aim and Eishes Achio Eim in Aim, but to Achi Sabi Ovi and Eishes Achi Avi Ovi. These two are one. Mashiach came according to the Ramban. The Ramban, we like to say, like the Rebbe, because according to the Ramban, so kol shevin keivo elvo, so bizocho gozru alo biyishtei is only in simen. It's just a coincidence. It gives us a simen. It's a coincidence. So mimele. But we cannot say that inches achio eim in aim is asuro because kol shevin keivo elvo bizocho gozru biyishtei. Then we would be confusing cause with effect. So in other words, so there must be some other reason as to why Eishes Achio Eim in Aim is Asuro. Why is it Asuro? Because it's the same thing like Eishes, it's the same relationship as Eishes Achio Eim in Aim. Achio Eim in Aim. But the Chachomim deduce this svore that is the same relationship because of the simen that the Chachomim. But it's not Asura, Eishes Achio Eim in Aim, according to Ramban, is not Asura because of Kol Bishvil Keivo Elvo. Kol Bishvil Keivo Elvo is only a result of the Iser of Eishes Achio Eim in Aim being Asura. So Mimele, why? So what is the cause of the Iser of Eishes Achio Eim in Aim? Because Eishes Achio Eim in Aim is Mamesh Eishes Achio Eim in Aim. What difference does it make? It's the same relative. It's the same relationship. So Memele, they have to say that the Pshat, according to the Ramban, we have to say like the Rivon, that the Pshat in Hanach Tarte, the Damila Adodek, Chode Choshevlu, has reference to Eishes Achio Eim in Aim, and Eishes Achio Eim in Aim. Is that in there? Alright. Amei Marachsha, Potsak Rabbi Nechananel, Lalochek Ameina, Vechein Bishut Ezer Afachoy, Vechein Mashma Nisobek Ravash, Vikom Achash Lam Yechzir Yisur Elav Marbri Rabbi Nechosmod. So Rabbi Nechananel paskins like a meima, and the Rambam also paskins like that. That Eishes Achi Aviyoviv and Achis Aviyoviv Amutores. But Urimi Re'edin Alochek Ameima. In other words, like Rabbi Yulel, Rabbi Yulel disagreed with a meima. Din Alochek Ameima. The Suki Digmore Ba'Achiles Lo'Kavos. The my love is Shemchiles Davar Eishes Aviyoviv. Why is it that the Eishes Achi Aviyoviv? Mishum chayli tikov u kiksova goz chushliyis bechlitz. So in other words, so the Gemara says, in a Talmud reitzel is the Baish on the Amimar, that Amimar is mukalei, but the Gemara itself applies the Mishnah differently from Amimar. So it appears from that Gemara that Aloche is not like Amimar. Shniyis de rabchiyah yish lehepsik aloi, teimed lil tone, the kalas ben mi asuratzil kaladeiris, vitum yivideime, the kolchkin vaz ben mi asuratzil kaladeiris, shen kirei atzmei, vloi machas dushin detz. So, because of this kashe, so the Ramban says that the Abaye doesn't apply to Shlishi Shebidnei Shebidei. The Abaye only applies to Shlishi Shebidnei Shebidei and to Revi Shebidei Shebidei. But Teisves disagrees with Ramban. So, Mele and Teisves holds that the Abaye applies even to Shlishi Shebidnei Shebidei. So, that's Teisves kashe. Why should it be less Chomu can tell us? Ten kalas ben bnoi, v'yesh leima, v'kalas ben bnoi, yesh leisro, yeser, shein ne yerushe u'shchir gabei, aber bas nibonim, lav bas yerushe yiv l'shchir gabei. All right, I want to give a short share in your day. I'll be here to mention.
Shur Pei Zayin, Yavamos Dali, Yohei Tav Shalom, May 4th, 1976, Tuesday.
We finish the Gemara after the Mishnah, or we left off just before the Mishnah. We finish it after the Mishnah. We finish after the Mishnah. All right. Here. So the Gemara said, the Gemara first had an Abaye, always. Raise an Abaye, whether, as he mentioned, that the Marove, the Abaye was raised, as to whether there is an Isar Shnias Begeir. And the answer was no, because even Arayas are only Yosea because of a special Verabon and Shalimu going into Shukmur and Shekalo. So, the Gabi Shnias, which are the Rabon and the Gabi Israel, so there is no reason as to why we should be Yosea by a Geir. And then, Rav Nachman said that Achim Noeim is lo yoidu, v'im yidu eidei solidus, but l'chatchile not. Achim Noor, so im yidu l'chatchile. And Ameima said that Ibn Achim Noeim is also yidu l'chatchile. Ibn Achim Noeim is yidu l'chatchile. And why aren't we sacking the same account of Shalayimu? So the answer is because Arayas is the Kilmisur of Atenas has to do with Bezin. So by Bezin is not Chag. So Teisves is Midayik from that because the Gemara says, Umayshdim Arayas, Ameima says that Eide, so even Achimnei, Mishlein Achimnav, so then we say that Enakum does not have Yichesa. Even though Bneach has Yiches and he has Yichesav also, but Ligabi Sheer Bosor he doesn't have Yichesav. Only Sheer Bosor of A. But Sheer Bosor of Av he doesn't have Yiches relative to Sheer Bosor of Av. He doesn't have Yiches. But Ligabi, let's say Yehushe, so we say Akum Yehushe Solid Batera, so Akum is not like Eved. Eved is Mubka of Yiches. Akum has Yiches. Not only Yichesim, he has Yichesav too. But he has no Yichesav Ligabi Sheer Bosorova. Why? Because of the Zerasakosuv of Zir Masushim Zer Bosor. So Mumele, he doesn't have. So because of that, so we saw Rav Nachman said that Achim Nei lo yoidu v'meidu edei sereides and Achim Nei meidu l'chatchil but and Ameima said that even Achim Nei is meidu l'chatchil why? Because Eides lebez nisu so Teisves was midayik from this since the Gemara says Eides lebez nisu or V'gyashin is gaya kikotin shenei ladome. So it's a raya that it's based upon yichlefe. That by raya itself, there is a Nisa the Rabbonah Mishum Michlefe. Not only is there a Nisa the Rabbonah, because of Shalom Rabbonah Mikdushach Murol, Dushakalo, but there is another the Rabbonah of Michlefe. Because if we are going to say, it's not spelled out by the Gemara, but the thesis is Midai. Bishleimei, if we say that there are two Yisori the Rabbonon by Arayes, one the Rabbonon is based upon Shalim Rubbonon Mikdushach Mole Dushekalo, and another the Rabbonon is based upon Ichlefe, and we have to resort to both the Rabbonons. Because as far as Bono Mikdushach Mole Dushekalo is concerned, so we should only answer by Gea those Arayes that the Gea, while he was going, was also. Let's say, Imei, Achisim Imei, so B'neach is also Muzer, Al Imei. That's one of the Arayas of B'neach is Muzer. So Mimele, Chayach Tlaser, by Geatu. Even though Gershon is Gaia Kotnish Nela Dome, and the Kurve is Pokali Gamre, but because of Shalim Rubon Vidushach Mule Vishikau, Mashein Kin Arayas, that Ibn Eyach is not Musa. Let's say, the Arayas of Bite. So Ibn Eyach is not Musa. So then, it's not Shayach to say, Bonumik Dushachmule Dushekalo, that the Ger should be Osa Bibite, but still, a Ger is Osa Bibite. Why is the Ger Osa Bibite? Why is the Ger Osa Bibite? Because. So Iger is also bibitei because of another Rabbanon. If Iger would be muta bibitei, so then those people say that the Yisrael is also muta. So there are two Rabbanons. So if we say that there are two Rabbanons, so we can understand the Gemara. Maishne marayes elvo lechol misuro is the best misuro. So mele arayes lechol misuro, so people might be machli. Mashein kineides bezn and atitno, and so they will not be machli. So no bezn is going to be machshir. Two brothers Israeli leides just because we are mikabel leides of two brothers get minoy. But if we are going to assume that the only the rabbonon by arayes is because of shaliyim ubonu mechmul v'dushachmul v'shekalo, so what's the pshat in Eides Lebezd Misur? So Memele, but still it has nothing to do with Lachluve, because of Bonu Bidushach Mule Dushekalo, not because of Lachluve. That's Eides right. Eides Erwoli Kol Misur. Teime, the little karma, time of the gailing, shall you move Bonu Mikdusha. The Ochemashma, because Erwoli Kol Misur, so we can make a mistake. The Ochemashma. Time and mishum the asya lachluve be Yisrael. So that's not a raya bure, because we can say that there is only one derabbanon. The derabbanon is because of bono mikdush yachmur or mikdush yakalo. But if Elvo had not been lichol misuro, so then no one would say bono mikdush yachmur or mikdush yakalo, because it's lichol misuro. So everybody will express an opinion. So mele they'll say bono mikdush yachmur or mikdush yakalo. But if it hadn't been Chol Misuro, so there wouldn't be a chash that anyone will say Bona Mikdushach Mule Bishakal. Alright, but Jesus is Midai from it. V'och ha-mayish metayimim shidas lachmur v'Yisrael. Ki nepirin v'kuntas. V'chein b'fer k'neisi mashma d'itayimim mishum michlufe gab b'nei yud namte ishtachra. So the two brothers, they were brothers from the father side and from the mother side. So there is a machlekes between Ravachem and Yaakov and Rav Sheshes. Now they were mishachya, so that's given. So Gershon is Gaya Kikot Mishanil Adome. And especially here, I mean by Avodim, Shenishtacheru. So even Kedem Ashichu, there was no Yiches, because evidently Yiches, but the aloha of Gershon is Gaya Kikot Mishanil Adome also applies. So Ravachem and Yaakov was Matir. Let's say one of the two Avodim that were Nishtachia to marry the wife of the other brother who was Nishtachia because Gershon is Gaia Kikotin Shenila Dome. So and Rav Sheishes Aset. So the Gemara says there Milaim v'loy minoav kulal v'loy pligadios. So if it is they were brothers just from the mother and not from the father, they had different fathers, so kulal v'loy pligadios, because everybody calls them the sons of the same mother. Of the same mother, so it's osa. Minoav v'loy minoim kulal v'loy pligadimut. So if it is, if they are just two brothers with the same father, but different mothers, so everybody calls them the sons of the same father. Some imele, we don't have to be gays here. Why? Because by Sheirav, so the arayas of Sheirav, the Chachomim didn't answer by Ger. Keep the Ger in Avne. So the machleke between Rav Acha ben Yaakov and Rav Sheishes, Rav Acha ben Yaakov being matir, and Rav Sheishes asaling. So as reference to the case where the two geirim were brothers, or avrim shechorim were brothers from the father, the same father and the same mother. So the one who asser says, since they are also brothers of the same mother, so why should they be more kal than the same mother? After all, it's Yesh B'chol Masai Mone. And that's Rav Sheishes now. And Rav Acha ben Yaakov says, no, there's a difference. If they just have the same mother, not the same father, so whenever a person refers to them, he refers to their common mother. Masha'im came, they have the same father and the same mother. So when people always emphasize that they have the common father, they don't even emphasize that they have a common mother, and it's not even so well known that they have the same mother. So we don't have to be gay. So vi mishum shemoyimu amai shore or osom minov umenei. So if the only the rabbon, if the, this is a much stronger raya than the raya from the lashon of the Gemara. So if we are going to assume that the only the rabbon that the chachomim enacted in connection with gerim is the Rabbonon that is based upon Bonum Mikdushach Mu'ol, Mikdushach Kalo, so you understand, in case of two Geirim, who had a common father and different mothers, so we don't have to answer them, because that one should not be allowed to marry the wife of the brother on the basis of Bonum Mikdushach Mu'ol, Mikdushach Kalo, because there is no Sheir Bosa Bayah. There is no Sheir Bosa Bayah. But in regard to two brothers who have the same father and same mother, so they have the share boso of him too. So why shouldn't they be assurance on the score of Bonu Migishachmur Bishakalo? But if we say that there is another Isa, there is an Isa of Lachlufe, so Mimele, as far as Lachlufe is concerned, two brothers who had just a common mother and different fathers, there is more of Ichshoshel Achlufe than two brothers who had the same mother and the same father. Because if they have just one mother and different fathers, so everybody refers to them as being Achim Reim. But when they have the same mother and father, so everybody refers to them as Achim Reim. The common motherhood is not even mentioned. So mainly there is no... So there is no such chosha of rachluf. That's a much stronger right. Aber im shmachluf niche, di ken ametz adov li osel achlife, di basarov shodelu, li osel achlife, ze di basarov shodelu, u iso, u viakum eilem kubasov, di chsivi zio masusim ze mosom, vili shayach li migzer oto Yisroel. So the question is, why did the Chachomim enact two takones? Why shouldn't one takona be enough? So, things are the same, because there are certain arayas that couldn't be osir on the score of Bonu Mikdushach Mu'ol Mishekalo, and there are certain arayas that couldn't be osir on the score of Lachlufe. So, Mimele, two types of arayas are asura is bagere. V'yesh leimad ane tri taim etzriachim. The bikur vasov, shoe asurim keidem, lo yishayach taim elu yichlu. Lechlufe shakal yedim drachmone afkir elizare. Because the masters in the most, ki yeneishes saw bifle Rav Akiva, v'achi saw bifle Rav Leza. There is a machlekes in Sanhedrin. Which arayes? Which arayes? Arasures le meneach. So Rav Akiva learns out al kinyazi fishes eish esobi vesimei. So obi according to Rav Akiva means eish esobi. And ime kimashmoy. So eish esobi is asuro, and ime is asuro. But achesobi. So achesobi is not asuro. Rav Lezer, according to Rav Lezer, so eish esobi is muteres lebenech. Because he darshens al kinyazi fish. Esoviv, oviv means achei esoviv. Esoviv. So, memele, so, the three times richen, the bikur asov shu yasurim kedem, lo yishayich time lo yichlupe, shakal yedin rachmon after lezare, ki yin esoviv. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, b'giyusei, he was also be esoviv. But still, on the score of lachlupe, he couldn't be nesa, because of the alochev, there is no share, because there is no share boso by nochri, so the mele there is no achluf. So the Rav Akiva v'achis of if the Rav Lezer don't have filled all the mises al kinyaz if she saw the simei Rav Lezer or achis of if Rav Akiva mere she saw. So the mele they couldn't become asuris on the score of the achluf. So but they are still asuris and she saw if alib the Rav Akiva and achis of if alib the Rav Lezer are still asuris on the score of libor bonu mitdushe chmura or mitdushe kal. How it time is all yin? Avol ish esobi fli Rav Lezer v'achis of if the Rav Akiva shoret. ולא משום שהם יימו יקרו ולא משום אכלו ויקה אבל הראיה שמצד אין שלא יהיו אסור עסקי בהם so יש לא עושה משום אכלופה משום דשמו יימו let's say איש הסוכב מימי איש הסוכב מימי so then this אסור is בגע yeah אסור is בגע משום אכלופה not because of בונו מקדוש אכמול דשקלה because אבן היח is not מוזר על איש הסוכב מימי על רעי שצעדים שלו יחסו את רישלו, שלחלוי שלו שם ימולק, ויהודו אומר וידלת מיסייס, נוסו אחיס מנהים ייצו, so the Bryce says in the Sanhedrin, that if a boy was married to his sister, and then he was misgaya, so he's mechuyev to divorce her, he and she were both misgaya, he's mechuyev to divorce her, haine mishum, אחי said nothing, I mean to his mother's sister, he was married. So then, when he's misgayer, they are both misgayer, so he has to divorce her. So that is, haine mishum yichlufe, dishemo yemur leke, shelo yonesreis b'giyusom, umino v'kayem, dimishum yichlufe leke, nitzadov kivarishes, vayne taime name doma, achim naim lo yidl chathile, dilno osu lachlufe, avol mino v'yo yidl chathile. So that's teisa shite. Teisa shite is that they are two the rabbonos, by Geri. One the Rabbonon, Midr Aitze, a geir is muter to marry every Shebosom. Shebosom Nav, Shebosom Reim, because Gershon is Gaia, because Mishnah Dome, so the Kuva is Fok. But with Rabbonon is Asur. So there are two the Rabbon, is Osa. So there are two the Rabbonons. One the Rabbonon is based upon Bonum with the Shechmur and the Shekalo. So that the Rabbonon applies only to those Arayas that are Asuras of Neneyach. But those Arayas that are not Asuras of Neneyach. So even if they are shir bosor of the aim, so they cannot be asureis on the score of bonu mikdushachmur b'shekalo, because you say he was also muta. And then there is another rabbonon of kedei lachlufe. So if it's lachlufe be Israel, so the rabbonon of lachlufe applies only to shir bosor of aim, but shir bosor of av not, because everybody knows that there is no yiches of shir bosor lidavi yakum. So, mimele is also on the score of the Rabbonon of Lachlufe, a ger is also in the rayas of Sheir Bosoreim, even if there are such a rayas that Ibneach is mut, because there's also Lachlufe Israel. So it's two separate and independent akonis, according to Teisves. I mean, and according to Teisves, so we can understand all the sugyas in connection with the Arayas of Geir. But the Rambam is very strange here. Now, first of all, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the other Rishayim, which Arayas are Asureis living there. But the Psaka Rambam means that there are only Sheish Arayas. Ebeneach is Muser, and Akum is Muser only on six Arayas. Zoche or Behemoth, well, that's something else. I mean, and then he's also Beisheshich, and he's also Beishes Oviv, and he's also Beime, and he's also Achesemime. Achesemime. But Achesoviv and Achesime, so he's Mutter according to the Ramban. The Ramban is. פריטס מוכז מלוח מלוח אי שיש הרי יש אסור יש על בנייח הוי ואיש אסוב ואיש אסיש ואחי זה מימי בועט איפשיש אחי זה מאוד ואיף איזנת עושה וזוכר ובאים שנאמר על כי יזי פיש אסוב ועשי אסוב עם זו איש אסוביב ושי מכי משמו ודובן וישתר ואין ואיש אסחבר וישתר ואין וזוכר ואין ובוסר יחד לא יצא בהם חי ובאיף שאין הוא ואין בוסר יחד ונאמר אחי זה בסוב ויחלוי בסי ותיר אלו איש The Ramban, according to the Psak of the Ramban, so there is, he's also there, he's also there, in Achisei Me'oviv Me'imei. Achisei Oviv Me'imei, I mean, not Achisei Me'imei. Achisei Oviv Me'imei. So he's also there. And of course, Achisei Me'imei. But not only Achisei Me'imei, but even Achisei Oviv Me'imei. So the Ramban is missing. Then there is other Rishonim who pasken that they are muzer and all arayes that the Yisroel is chayvis is best, but the two main shittes is the shitta, the psak of the Rambam and the psak of the Rambam. So in respect to the arayes hamuzoris and the bneiach. So as far as Shir Boso is concerned, that has nothing to do with Shir Boso, but as far as Shebosol is concerned, so according to the Rambam, which arayes are asureis, eishesoviv, and dimei, and acheisimim. That's all. And according to the Rambam, there is also acheisimim and acheisoviv meim. Other arayes are mutores amelech. So, let's see how the Rambam passes. Ligabigea. Now, the case of Mishneh says that the Rambam is chilik on Teisves. Teisves says that there are two the Rabbonos by Ger. One the Rabbonon is based upon Bonim Yishakmul Yishakal, and the other Rabbonon is based upon Yichlefe. So the case of Mishneh says the Rambam holds there is only one the Rabbonon, and that the Rabbonon is based upon Bonim Yishakmul Yishakal. Then the Gemara spells out, Achlefe, the Gemara doesn't spell out. Teisves is Midaik. But Achlefe, the Gemara doesn't spell out. So the Gesmishne says that according to Rambam there is only one the Rabbonon by there, and then the Rabbonon is based upon Bono Midushek Mure Lidushek Ale. So if that's the only the Rabbonon, so Memele we should say that all the Arayas that the Bnei Achiz Mutea, so let's say Achizovi, Achizimei, so should be muta by Gea, because the Rambam paskens that the Bnei Ach is only Yosar and Achisimei, but Achisoviv and Achisimei, he is muta. So if the Shittas Rambam is, as the Kesef Mishneh says, there is only one Rabbonon, Bonomi, the Shechmur, the Shekalo, he should not be Yosar and Arayes that a Bnei Ach is muta. So a Gea should be allowed to marry Achisoviv and Achisimei, but the Rambam doesn't say that. Al Rambam in Perek Yudalet Milchas Yisurei Birye Halachi Yud, Halachi Yudalet, Halachi Yud Beis, Halachi Yud Gimel, Halachi Yud Gimel, and Halachi Yudalet. So and the Svob, I mean until the and the Zion, so he discusses the Arayas of Yer. So the Rambam says in Perek Yudalet Halachi Yud Ho'akum in Asur Malaya Mishumavo Elohimei Veishesovi Yachesei Yimei Veishesish Vizochor Behemoth Moshe Yisboya Duch Vloch Mechamsei Avol Shor Arayis Mutoras. That means Achei Zobiv Nachim Achei Zobiv Mehime and Achei Zimei Ibnei Achei Zmut. Then he says Akum Nalochidar Akum Shenizgai Ovevet Shenishtacher Harei Ukikot Mishenela Vichol Sheer Bosa Shehoi Olei Kishu Akum Oei Kishu Evet Einon Sheer Bosa, because the Kove is spoken ומזגאיה הוא והי אינה חיה ולחץ מהם משמעה בפעל דין תירה שמות על האקום שאיסו אימא יאחי סיניים שמזגאיה אבל חכונים אוסרו דבר זה כדי שלא יאמרו בונו מקדושי חמורו לקדושי קל שאמש הויסו לאיזו האסורו ועלים יתרס וכי גר שבו העלים יאחי סיניים ויוסו הרי זה כמו לנוח. So the Rambam spells out that the Rabbonon of Bono Midush Achmur Vishikalo. That's the reason why the Kesef Mishneh says that the Rambam recognizes only one the Rabbonon in regard to Gea. Bono Midush Achmur Vishikalo. No Lachluv. Then the Rambam Aloch Yigimu says, Keitza Dinagirim Baraya Yishol Shem Baso. Imo Yon Nosu Kishu Akum Leyime Yon Lachise Vinizgai Roma Fis Nesek Mishibar Mishibar. So that we understand, because Leyime Yon Lachise, so is based upon the Rabbonon upon the Rabbonon of Bonim Yishach Murov Yishakal Vimo Yonosu Yishor Arayes. So that these are not Asureis Tebineyach. So there is no the Rabbonon of Bonim, it's not Shayach to say Bonim Yishach Murov Yishakal Vimizgaya Hu Vishteim Afkisnes. Then the Rambam continues and he says Ger Oseh Bishay Roei Ach HaShemizgaya Midivrei Seif Umuta Bishay Roav אף על פי שידיע בוודאי שזה שירם יובי כי דינתיימי, איתוי שדבר ברור שאוביב של זה הוא אוביב של זה אף על פי כי לא יגוזרו על שיר אובי. So even, so in other words, לפי חוך נעשי יגיע איש שסוחית לי אובי ואיש שסחי אובי. So a girl is allowed to marry the wife of the brother, his twin brother, even though the twin brother must necessarily have the same father as he. I mean, it's not such a double portion. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Shlo says the Shlomo says that it's possible for two twin brothers, as long as they are not an identical twin, to have different fathers. And he mentions a raya from a Gemara in Seite, whether it is a raya or not, that's a question, I mean. But he says so. But you see that the Rambam, and it's mashma, what the Rambam says, is mashma from the Gemara in Yevamos. But the Shlomo says that it's possible for two twin brothers to have different fathers, if they're not identical. That's it. I once mentioned that I once read in the New York Times years ago that at the convention of scientists, so there was a machlekes between the Russian scientist and the American scientist. And the American scientist says that it's possible for two unidentical twin brothers to have different fathers. And the Russian scientist says that it's impossible. Anyway, the Rambam says, now so the Rambam passes like a Russian scientist. So Lifikoch Nisi Agir is a Sochi Yoviv, Vish is Achi Oviv, Vish is Ovi, Vish is Bnei. Avo Pisha Nisis Lochi for Lovi, or Achi Oviv will Bnei Achashin is Gaiva. Now the question arises, but if the Rambam himself says that if they are twin brothers, so the Rambam says, they are two twin brothers, so they have the same father. So it is Mutter. But they certainly have the same mother. I mean, that doesn't involve any child. They certainly have the same mother. So why should they be mutareis? Why should they be mutareis? So if we accept Teisveshite, that there is a Rabbonon of Leachlufe, there is a Rabbonon of Leachlufe, then we can understand. So in respect to brothers who just have the same mother and not the same father, so then there is lachlufe, because everyone refers to them as the sons of the same mother. But if they have both the same father and the same mother, so everyone refers to them as the sons of the same father. The fact that they have the same mother, that is not well known. So mainly there is no lachlufe. But according to the Rambam, because Mishnah says that the Rambam recognizes only one Rabbono, Bono Migdushechmuro Ligdushekalo. Bono Migdushechmuro Ligdushekalo. So the question is, on the basis of Bono Migdushechmuro Ligdushekalo, so Yesh Bechlau Mosai Mone, so brothers who have both the same father and the same mother, so Yesh Bechlau Mosai Mone, they have the same mother. But you'll say, it cannot be Osea on the basis of Bodim Dushakmur and Dushakalo, because a Bneiach, but you say, is Muta Beisha Sochiv Mine. So then, even if the two brothers just had one mother and different fathers, so he should also be Muta. And he should also be Muta. So Teisa says, in Achaname, Mitzad, Bodim Dushakmur and Dushakalo, they would be Muta. But if they have just the same mother, and not the same father, so then they are soon as Misad Michlefe. But according to the Rambam, there is no Rabbonon of Michlefe. Only Bonim Bishakmul and Shekalo. So even if the two brothers who have Eshesochiv Mime, Miloimi Ovi, should also be Mutarigea. And the Rambam says, no, Eshesochiv Mime, Miloimi Ovi, Vizosa. You'll see. So he says, "Lifichoch neisi agia v'shesochiv miyovi v'shesachi yovi v'shesovi v'shesnei avropishinis lochiv v'lovi olachi yovi v'lovi yachashen iskayru." Because if the one is killing iskayru, so then you can say the amutori is because they inishes lako, because there is no ishes of dushin. But even if they were married lachashen iskayru, so there was an ishes of dushin, they are still mutoris. They are still mutoris. Why? Because there is an ishesochiv miyovi, even though they are twin brothers. So they are ishesochiv miyovim and miyimei. So they are muta. V'chein acheisimei miyovio. V'acheisim miyovim. Ubitei shenizgayim o muteresle. V'idea. Avo leimimei say, lo yacheisim miyimei, v'lo yacheisimei miyimo. Now, v'lo yeshesochiv miyimei, shenoso ochiv miyimei, acha shenizgayim. Avo im noso ochiv, v'lo yeshesochiv miyimei, shenoso ochiv miyimei, acha shenizgayim. In other words, what he was just Teshesochel Mimei, not Teshesochel Mimei Umiyav. So in other words, if he's Teshesochel Mimei Umiyaviv, twin brothers, then he muta. And Teshesochel Mimei Enviyaviv, so he's also. So how can it be explained? So the Gro is Masik on the case of Mishneh, the Gro in Yodaya. And he says that it's impossible that the Rambam should be chelik on Teisves, Shite, that they are to the Rabbonos, even though the Rambam doesn't spell out that the Rabbonos are Flachlufe. But he just spells out Bonemit B'Shechmule B'Shekalo, not the Rabbonos are Flachlufe, because if there is no the Rabbonos are Flachlufe, so then, Eishesochiv Mi'imei V'Loimiyov, it should also be Mutares. Why is the Rambam passing that is Asur? That's all. So he's Masik. So the Gro says that according to the Rambam, even though he doesn't spell it out, they are also to the Rabbanus. In other words, the machleket between the case of Mishneh and the Gro as to the Shittes Rambam. According to the case of Mishneh, so the Rambam is really can't taste as he thought that they are to the Rabbanus Bagea, and according to the Gro, the Rambam is not chelik. The Rambam is not chelik. So he says, "Kidei shol yemru in os beis, kidei shol yemru vayin teisves shom, vibramastrel elvo out teisves." Avol Rambam lo svirle kidevrei, he svirle di minav muta, kmo shekosu bisiv beis, kesef mishn, ein shom. So he mentions, he quotes the kesef mishn. Then the Gro says, "Vilese, di gam lo Rambam tzolch lema kidevrei teisves." Do achisim v'ishesochit mleim muta beivet yichodim v'yosol igea. So if there is the only the rabbonon according to the Rambam is born with the shachmur v'shakalo, why should achisoim, which the Rambam paskins b'nei achis muta v'achisoim, why should the Rambam, so why does the Rambam say that igea is also b'achisoim and ishesochit mleim v'loi minav? The Rambam says that if the ach mleim was married b'girusei, so then there was issues of Gdushin. So then the brother is also in her. But Bechovim it's Muter. Bechovim it's Muter. So it's not Shayach to say Bonim Yishachmur to Yishkala. Val Kol Koch Mishimach Lufi. Val Kol Koch Mishimach Lufi. El Yubi Dei. Imei Vachese Imei Hu Mishim Shemo Yemru. Vei according to the Rambam, so Imei and Vachese Imei is because of Shemo Yemru, because these arayas are asuris of meneach tu v'acheisein v'ishesochiv v'ei mishimachlu. So the Gro says that the Rambam agrees with the sheet of Teisves, the Daktu de Rabbanus, the Kesef Mishne says, and all the Nesekeli, and it's mashma from the Magid Mishne also, like the Kesef Mishne. It doesn't spell it out, but it's mashma that the Rambam sheet, the Rambam is chelik on Teisves. The Rambam is chelik on Teisves. Now the question is, how can the Kesef Mishne say that the Rambam is chelik on Teisves, and that according to the Rambam there is only one the Rabbanon? According to the Rambam, there is only one the Rabbanon. So when the Rambam says in so many words that achisovi and achisimei, which according to the Rambam are mutoris of Meneach, so asur es l'geah. How can I explain that? Now, I think it's we can very well explain the Shittas of the Rambam according to the Kesef Mishne Pshat. The Rambam says, now that will involve the big chiddush, but it's not unreasonable. The Rambam says in Perik Ches Mihilchas Melachim Halachi Yudalet Kol Hamkabel Sheva Mitzvays ונזה לעשי סון, הרי זה מחסידים סמאילון, ויש לחלך מהבו. ויהו שיקבל איסון, so he is a contention. So, ויהו שיקבל איסון, ויעשה איסון, מפני שציבו בהן הקודש ברוך הוא ביתרו, וידיונו על דמי שרבינו, שבניח מקדם נצטבו בהן. אבל מוסו מפני החרדס, אין זה גרטשו, ואין הם יחסידים סמאילון, ולא עם מחכמיהם. So, רב זו אומר ולוז'נח, so he changed the girsa. He says, why should Rambam say Loi Mechachameyem? All right, he's not Chassidu Meseilom. If he does it only in Pnei HaChadas, so he doesn't get a title of Chassidu Meseilom. It's not so easy to get a title of Chassidu Meseilom. But Loi Mechachameyem, I mean, why isn't he a Chochem? I mean, if he understands with his intelligence, I mean that you have to adhere to the Zayin Mitzvah Neneach, he's certainly a Chochem. So he changed the girsa from the Loi Mechachameyem into Elo Mechachameyem. But then, the manuscripts that were discovered many years later, so they all have Elo Mechachameyem. I mean, Rav Zalman Voloshiner did it without seeing the manuscripts. So, on the basis of Svor, he understood that there must be Toi Sefer here in the Rambam. Anyway, that's not important for our purpose. So the Rambam says, ויהו שיקבל איסון ויעשה איסון מפני שציפו בן הקודש ברוך הוא ביתרו וידיעונו על דמי שרבינו שבניח מקדם נצטבו בהם אבל מוסו מפני החרדס אין זה גטש. So the way everybody understands the Rambam is that the Rambam is saying that when is does a goy who is mikabel zayin mitzvahs neneach heavy dinah v'gateisho only if he does it because of the tzivu Hashem. But if he does it because of common sense, he's not a Yabesha. He can be a Chochel, but he's not a Yabesha. But the question is, why does the Rambam have to say, "Vuhu sheikabel eison v'yase eison mifne shetzivo ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'teiro v'idionu al d'mesh Rabbeinu shebneach v'kedem istalve?" Why does it have to be so marich? He should say, "Vihu sheikabel eison, v'yase eison, mishepnitzivu ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu, shetzivu ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'teiro v'idon al d'mesh Rabbeinu, shebneach b'kedem mitzavu." I mean, why the tarich has a loshin? It's not typical of the Rambam, of the Rambam style altogether. So the Yasemeach mentions a very remarkable pshat. He says that the Rambam is telling us a certain halacha, a new halacha. In other words, that now there is a machlekes in Gemara in Avodah Zarah daf Samech Vav. Izehu Gateisha. So Reb Meir says, "Ze shekibul olof shelo la'avid Avodah Zarah b'fnei Gim." That's all. Not all the Zionists. Once Chachomim Meimrim, zehu bolech la'al Gateisha. Eli zehu Gateisha, ze shekibul olof Zion mitzvaneach. Achirim Meimrim, ein ze Gateisha. Elo mi she שקיבלו עליו כל איסורים שבתאירו ואיך הוא נראה. So according to the אחרים, we don't pass like the אחרים. So a gatesh of his one who has mikabel all the איסורים. It doesn't mean mitzvah saseh, but just all the איסורים. That means Shabbos and Yom Tov and Shatnes, all the איסורים. Except Nevel. Lagir Hashem Sharecho, he couldn't say Nevel, because Lagir Hashem Sharecho, Tipneno Vachol. Neno Vachol. Now, so it is obvious that according to the Achirim, we don't pass like the Achirim. That according to the Achirim, so a Gateshov is muzer on many things that an ordinary Beneach is not muzer. A Beneach is not muzer on more than Zayin Mitzvahs. He's not muzer on all the Lav Meshevetreo. And the Gateshov is muzer. So how does he become muzer? He was born a Goy. So, in other words, so the tzivu of all the Surah Shabbateiro according to the Achirim originates in his Kabbalah. In his Kabbalah. Prior to his Kabbalah, so he was not Musa. And as a result of his Kabbalah, Bifnei Shleisho, that means Bifnei Bezdin. So he becomes Musa. So he's Musa, let's say he's Musa, so according to the Achirim, a Gateshov was becoming all the Surah except Nevele, even though he's not a Jew, but he becomes muzer in new Isurim. And which is Urim? He's not allowed to be Michal Shabbos. Why isn't he allowed to be Michal Shabbos? Because of the Lavo Lesasek Omeloch. Oh, he's not allowed to wear Shatnes according to the Achir and the So why, when he was born, before he was Mikaveh, upon himself to be a Gateshov, he wasn't Muzah to wear Shatnes. Now he's Muzah to wear Shatnes. Why? Because of the Lavo Lesilva Shatnes. So in other words, so according to the Achirin, it goes without saying that Igateshov is Muzer, and whatever is Muzer, because of the Tziwa Atir. Now let's say Ebeneach, who was not Mikabul Bifnishleisho, and not the Gemara says that Kabbalah Bifnishleisho has to take place with Manchayel Neik. So Igateshov Gomor is not Shayach today. Sometimes Rishayim call Igateshov any Goy who is not even Zaymitz Neach, but that's not a Gateshov of Gomor, that's a Gateshov. But a Gateshov of Gomor is one who not only is Mikayim Zaymitz Neach, but who was Mikabel B'Fnishleisho. So, a B'Neach was not Mikabel B'Fnishleisho. He is Muzer and Zaymitz. Why is it? So, what is Zaymitz? Let's say Shvichas Domim. So, is he Muzer and Shvichas Domim a regular B'Neach who is not a Gateshov? Is he Muzer and Shvichas Domim on the score of Lysirzov? Lysirzoch was not given to him. Lysirzoch, that was given to Israel, not to the Neach. So Ibn Neach is Muzer and Shvichas Domim and the Shvichas Domim because of the Isaiah that was revealed to all the magician and to Neach. We call it, the Gemara did use it from the Pesach, we call it Tzagan, Ochel Teichal. So, by Tzavad Hashem Elokim, Al Odom, we call it Tzagan, Ochel Teichal. So, from that, So that's the tzivu of Meneach. Not the tzivu. Meneach is not Muzer and Shvichas Domim because of Lysirzoch. Meneach is not Muzer and Gezel because of Lysigzel. Lysigzel, that's the tzivu at all. The Torah was not given to Meneach. So, one second. So that goes without saying that Meneach, not the Gateish of Gomor, is Muzer and the Zayin Mitzvahs, not because of the Tzivu of the Zayin Mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Torah. He's not Muzer and Ritzicha because of Lisirzoch. He's not Muzer and Gezel because of Lisigzel, but because of the Tzivu that was revealed through the Magician and through Neach. The Tzivu Yateire of Lisirzoch, Lisigzel, has no bearing upon the Neach. The question is, how about the Gateshov? A Gateshov Gomor, who was Mikabel B'Fnei Shleisho, the Zayin Mitzvah Meneach. So is he also Mitzuveh on the score of the same Tzivuim that every Goy is Mitzuveh? The Tzivu that was revealed to Odom Arishen, that's called the Odom HaMitzuveh? Or if he was Mikabel B'Fnei Shleisho, so that means that relative to the Zayin Mitzvahs, he is mikabel upon himself the tzivuim of the Torah, the Yisra Gesel of the Torah. You see, just as according to the Achir, that Begateshov is one who was mikabel b'fnishlei shol yisurim shebateiro, except Nevele, so obviously he is mikabel the tzivuim of the Torah. There are no other tzivuim besides the tzivuim of the Torah. So even according to the Chachomim, who say that the Gateshov is one who was Mikabel Zayin Mitzvahs, but the Gateshov is Mikabel not the Zayin Mitzvahs that were revealed to the Marishan. That it doesn't have to be Mikabel. I mean, that is Mitzvah without Kabbalah too. And even with Manchin I will make. But he is Mikabel the Zayin Mitzvahs of Menech. I'm sorry. The Zayin Mitzvahs of the Torah. So the Rabbi Simcha says, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. V'yuhu she'yikabli le'ison, v'yase ison. Mipnei, the Rambam doesn't say, just v'yuhu she'yikabli le'ison, v'yase ison, mipnei she'tzivu ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avol mosom fe'yach ha'da'as in Zikateshon. The rule of Yilamid doesn't tell me Lashon Tzora, especially the Rambam, who always follows up the rule of the Lashon Tzora. Why is he Marich? The Rambam says, V'yuhu she'yikabli le'ison, v'yase ison, mipnei she'tzivu ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'teiro. Not the tzivuyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Odom, but the tzivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Torah in Zayin Mitzvah. The same way as according to Achirim, only according to Achirim he has to be mikabel the tzivu, all the tzivuyim of the Torah, except the Veilah. According to the Chachomim, we pass by the Chachomim, he has to be mikabel the tzivuyim of Zayin Mitzvah of the Torah, but not the tzivuyim of Odom HaRishon. So then he says, "Mifnei sheziva ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'teiro v'yidionu al dimei sherabenu shebneiach mikelim nistavu ben." That's altogether strange. This expression. What do you mean, v'yidionu al dimei sherabenu? You know, he's mikabel sheziva ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'teiro. Fine. What could be better? No, that's not enough. V'yidionu al dimei sherabenu shebneiach mikelim nistavu ben. So this pshat Rabbi Simcha says, and Rabbi Simcha doesn't discuss what's the significance of the expression V'idionu al dimei sherabenu shebneiach mikedem nistaruben. That he doesn't explain, but he just explains that when the Rambam says V'hu sheikabel isom V'yase isom nishetziva ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'teiro, he means that a yateisho is mikabel the tzivui ateiro of Zayin Mitzvah. So there is a difference between a regular b'neiach and the Gatesha Gomo, who was Mikabel Bidman Shayevonei Bifnishleisho, a regular Beneach, so is Mitzuve Mitzadetivuim of the Torah, but a regular Beneach is Mitzuve and the Zayin Mitzvahs that were built on the Marish, Mikol Itzagan Ochotech, by Tzara Hashem Alekim Alodom, Leime. That's evil. But a Yotesha of his Mikabel, the Zayin Mitzvahs of the Torah. So in the Zayin Mitzvahs, he is Mechuyev by the same Tzivuyim as a Jew is Mechuyev. Now, the Ramot Paskins, like the Shittes Rabbeinu Tam, that the Bnei Achim were Yehusar Alashim. And because of that, so all the Achim say that the Netzrim do not have a din of Eved Arizor. Because they are Eved Arizor, they are Meshatif Shem Shamayim Vidovar Acher. They are Meshatif Shem Shamayim Vidovar Acher. So, it's true that the Behude mentions another pshat in the Ramo, that when the Ramo says that Meneach will use a Shittuf, he doesn't mean they were not Muzer and the Shittuf of Alizor. Shittuf of Alizor, they are Muzer. But, they are not Muzer in the Yisr of being Meshatif Shem Shamayim Vidovar Acher. Dovar Acher in Shvuye, but in Alizor, they are Muzer. But, the Pesachei Teshuva points it out, many Achreini say, that who point out that the Ramo in the Akechuve spells it out explicitly that the Beneach is not Muzer and Shittuf Ivmo Rav Zizor Mamesh, not only the Ramo, Rabin Yeruchem and the Arishenim who spell it out explicitly, the Shittes of Rav Netan, that the Beneach is not Muzer and Shittuf Rav Zizor, is not Muzer and Shittuf Rav Zizor. Now, so, but let's say if somebody was Mikabel Zayin Mitzvahs, if somebody was Mikabel, Gateshov was Mikabel, Bisman Shayevo Meik, the Zayin Mitzvahs, Beneach, Pivnish Leisho, so that Gateshov, the Gateshov Gomor, even according to the Ramor, Rav Netam, or those Rishonim who say that the Beneach is not Muzer HaShittuf, so that's only a Beneach who is not a Gateshov. So he only has the Tzivu of Mikoya Bayim Al Tzavah Hashem Elokim Al Odom. So Shittuf was not included in that Yisr. Mashenki Negeteshov, who vis-a-vis Zayin Mitzvahs has to be Mikabel, the Zayin Mitzvahs of the Torah. The Zaymita of the Torah, vis-a-vis, insofar as the Tzivur of Avrizore in the Torah is concerned, so there is no difference between Avrizore Shaloy al Dishituv and Avrizore al Dishituv. That's the Posik. So if they are Lehim, Yechov, built in Adishem Levadei, so all the before she pointed out. What does it mean? Built in Adishem Levadei, even though he's Mishatish in Shemayim Vidom Rachir, it's regular Avrizore vis-a-vis Israel. So insofar as the Yisr Avrizore of the Torah is concerned, there is no difference whatsoever between Avrizore Shaloy al Dishituv and Avrizore al Dishituv. So only the Gavid Lineach, they are not Muzer, according to Rav Netan, and Shituv. But the Gateshav was Mikabuk Nishleishav, is certainly Muzer. He's certainly Muzer and Avrizore Bishitu. So Mele, I think, I mean, Rav Meir Simchad just points out the Pshat in the Shetzivo Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's the Pshat? The Idionu al the Mishra Rabbeinu Shebni Neach Mikedem Istavu Ben Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enough. What's the significance of that Losh? The Idionu al the Mishra Rabbeinu Shebni Neach Mikedem Istavu Ben. Now we have to understand, so the Rambam hearing pointed out something. Now, if it is true, as Rabbi Simcha says, according to the Rambam, and it's mashma from the Loshon of the Chedusha Ramban in Makis that way, that because the Ramban says in the Chedusha Makis in Perikil Agelin, he says Sholish Lishen is begoyim. Sholish Lishen is begoyim. Akum, Sholish Lishen is bebeleach. Akum, goyim vigatesh. Akum means one who is able to live in there, whether he's able to be zore or he's mitala raish, he's not doming. So he's called him Chob Mazons. That's Akum. And then Goy, we have a confusion with the Gemara because of the censorship. But in the original manuscript, I mean, so when the Gemara said Akum, it meant Akum. When the Gemara said Goy, it meant Goy. You see, now we have a confusion because of the censorship. So Sholish Lishem is Bibne Neach. Akum goy vigatesha. Akum is a bneiach sheim zoya b'zayin mitzvahs. And goy, the Ramban says, is one who is not in a zayin mitzvahs, but loy kibel is a bishnei shleisha. And then he says, and the gatesha of his one was mikab. So then the Ramban as the kashe, why does a goy have to be mikab on zayin mitzvahs? He's muzer anyway. What's the significance? When a goy is misgaye, so he's mikavu kolatele kule, because prior to the geirus he's not muzer. But what's the purpose of kabole by goy when he's muzer even without? So the Ramban gives two terutzim. The Ramban, the Ritva. So they give two terutzim. One terutzim, but they're not chilek on each other. One supplement the other. One teretz is because the Gemara says that omad that. That ro vayamoi vayat goy so ro sheva mizniach shaloi kimu omad viti hiterois so the Gemara in Bamakame says hiterois on his gura is gear in kimo tzimu chayt in iskea alo rei maloch shaf al pishe mikaimi so he has his mikabu schar keine mitzvah veise not ke mitzvah veise so one teretz in the Ramban that it was that the purpose of the Kabbalah before Shleishah is that prior to Kabbalah, even if he's Mikayim, so he only gets Char as a Mitzvah. But a Gateshov, if he was Mikabel, so then when he's Mikayim, he gets Char like a Mitzvah. We have to understand what it exactly means. And then a second Teretz by the Ramban in the Ritva is that a Gateshov was Mikabel Zayim Mitzvah, so he was Mikabel. Mikabel zayin mitzvah leah b'chol dukeo proteo yeser mishor akum. I mean, I suppose that was also this term akum was put in by the censorship. It should be yeser mishor god. We're talking now about akum. Akum is one who is zayin zayin mitzvah leah. But that's the lotion. Yeser mishor akum. So what does it mean? The answer is what Rabbi Simcha says in the Rambam. So the Ramban is saying himself. Rabbi Simcha doesn't mention the Ramban. So in other words, that a Gerteshov is one who was mikabel the Zayin mitzvahs of the Torah. So Memele, there might be a difference. Let's say, according to the Rishonim, who say the Neach is not Muzer al Shituv. But as far as the tzivu of Avrizove, the Yisra of Avrizove, of the Torah is concerned, there is no distinction whatsoever, shitu for non-shitu. So Mimele, so if a Teshov observes the Yisra of Avrizove, beholding the Kehu Proteo much more than the regular Beneach, who is Mikayim, because he is Nizer even from Avrizove b'shitu. And there might be, in other Yisurim also, in Arayas, there might also be a difference between the Yisra Arayas of the Neach that was revealed through Odom Arishin by Tzavah Hashem Alekim al Odom and the Yisra Arayas of the Torah. So now the question arises, if a Gateshov is Muzer and the Zayim Mitzvahs of the Torah, where do we have in the Torah the Zayim Mitzvahs? What do you say? One of the Zayim Mitzvahs is Gezel, and we certainly have a Tzivu against Gezel, Loi Sigzel. But when you analyze the scope of the Yisra Gezel of Meneach and the scope of the Yisra Gezel of Mesigzel, so you'll see that they have different scopes. Now, the Rambam says in discussing the Yisra Gezel of Meneach, so the Rambam says, the Rambam Perek Tes Minuchas Melochim, Halacha Tes, Meneach Hayav La Gezel, Bein Shekoz Lakum, Bein Shekoz Yisrael, ואחד הגזל הוא יגין את מומן וגין את נפש הוא יקים ישראל סוחר וחיים זה בי אפילו פייל שאוכל שאולי שעשמלוך והרי הרי הוא בכלל גזל so ואחד הגזל הוא יגין את מומן וגין את נפש הוא יקים ישראל סוחר so everything it's so broad the scope of גזל of מניח is so broad it includes everything גניבס נפושס גזילס נפושס גניבס מומן גזילס מונה איש איקס רסוכר by Israel so the Sigzel has reference to גזילס מומן not to גזילס נפושס it has reference to גזילס מומן not to גניבס מומן גניבס מומן that's לא סיגניבו גניבס נפושס that's לא סיגניב so in the Torah you have ציבויים פרוטיים in respect to each one and here the scope of גזל is so broad that it includes a number of races as of the Torah. So in other words, so how can we say, as Rabbi Simcha says in the Rambam, that the Gateshov is Mikabel, the Zayim Mitzvahs of the Torah, but if it's the Zayim Mitzvahs of the Torah, so it's not Zayim Mitzvahs, so it should be, I don't know, 30 or 40 Mitzvahs. So Gezel itself, he embraces a number of levels. Lois Sigzel and Lois Sashik and Lois Sashik Svasochir and Lois Signevu and I mean all kinds of levels. So, and the same thing is true of Arayas, because of Arayas, so Sheish Arayas Asurais. But it's one Yisra of Arayas. In that Yisra of Arayas of Neach is included Zohar, Behemoi, Sheshi, Sheshi, Sahavi, Meyacheseik, everything. But in Yisrael, you have a separate love. So, how do we have the cheshbon of Zayim Mitzvahs if he is Mikabel, if we are going to say that the Gateshov is Mikabel, the Zayim Mitzvahs of Meneach? So we have the cheshbon of Zayim Mitzvahs. But if we are going to say that the Gateshov is Mikabel, the Zayim Mitzvahs, the Tzivuyim of the Torah, as the Rambam says, so, and as the Rambam says, to Kero Potel, Yeser Mishorakum, so where is the cheshbon of Zayim Mitzvahs? But there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think I once mentioned that Gemara in connection with Eishe Sakum. The Braise in Sanhedrin that Nubova Mechei says, Vatanya, Eser mitzveis nitztavo Yisroel bimor, Sheva shekibu ale meneach, Veisifu ale yondinim vishamet yudan. Now, dinim, so even before more, so they wanted to study, but there were extra dinim they wanted to study more. Knosses, other aloches, and Sanhedrin and so on. So the notion of the price is Eser mitzvahs nitztavu Yisroel b'moro Sheva shekiblu aleihem neach ve'yisifu aleihem dinim v'shabes v'kivda. So the notion of the price is not b'moro heisifu b'moro Sholish mitzvahs, dinim shabbos v'kibudah. In other words, three over in the book, the zayim mitzvah that they were mechuyev before. The lashon of the braise is esa mitzvahs nistav Yisrael b'mor. So it's mashma that 10 mitzvahs were revealed b'mor. 10. How do we get a cheshbon 10? So 7, that's the zayim mitzvah in Neach, and 3 more. So it's mashma that that all the 10 were revealed in Moro. Not that in Moro they were Mishlam to 10, but all the 10 were revealed in Moro. So the question is, why was it necessary to reveal in Moro the Zayin Mitzvahs? They were already Mitzvah, since on the Marishim. The answer is, the Rambam says in Perusha Mishnah, in Gida Noshe, in Chum, that even though Avraham Avinu was mitztave al Amilo, and Yaakov Avinu was mitztave al Gida Noshe, but when today we Jews, we are mitzuve to be married child on the eighth day, not because of the tzivu that was revealed to Avraham Avinu by Akodi Baruch Hu, and we are also to eat Gida Noshe not because of the tzivu that was revealed to Yaakov Avinu. Because Nitmatei Omischacha Alocha, we have nothing to do with any tzivuim prior to Kabbalah Sefer. We have nothing to do with any tzivuim. Nitmatei Omischacha Alocha. So prior to Kabbalah Sefer, all the descendants of Avraham, so the Jews, the descendants of Avraham, were mechuyev Milo because of the tzivu of Avraham Avinu. But subsequent to Sinai, so we are only mechuyev Milo because of the tzivu in Sinai. Not because of the tzivus of Avraham Avinu. We are also to Gida Noshe because the same Yisrael was reaffirmed in Sinai, but not because of the tzivus of Yaakov Avinu. Now the Rosh, why? Because Nitno Teiro v'nischat Shaloch. Now the Rambam says in Yilchas Melachim, Perktes Aloch Ha'al, Al Shisho Dvorim Istavo Demolishin, Al Avrizor, Al Berk Hashem, Al Shefetom, Al Gilarais, Al Gezal Adin. אף על פי שכולו נהי קבול ידינו משרבינו ודעס ניטלם מכלל דברתי וירא שעלינו מצטבר היסיף לניח אין לו מנחי וכן הוא ידוב ובכל אילום עד אברום בו אברום נסתב יסר במילות ויעקב היסיף גדנוש ובמצרים נצטבו אמרום במיצס יסר רספט ונו רון מי שזימוק עד שבו מי שרבינו ונישן למותי רעיון so the Roshan Rambam means that שבו מי שרבינו ונישן למותי רעיון what does the Rambam mean? Because ציוויים of the Torah are only through Meisha Rabbeinu. Teiro Tzivu Lanu Meisha Merosh HaKlas Yaakov. So what does that mean? You couldn't even conceive of a Tzivu HaTorah not through Meisha, but they were Tzivuim prior to Meisha Rabbeinu. Avraham Avinu, Odom was Nistavi, Neach was Nistavi, Avraham was Nistavi, Yaakov was Nistavi. These were before Matan Torah. So they were Tzivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were not Tzivu HaTorah. The Tzivu of Nire that Avraham Avinu Nistavi was not a Tzivu HaTorah. Torah, that's on the Meisha Rabbeinu. Tevo Tzivu on the Meisha Merosh HaKlas Yaakov. So, all the other Tzivuim HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not Tzivuim HaTorah. So, Mimele, the Rambam says, Atchibo Meisha Rabbeinu. So, when the Rambam says in the Perusha Mishnah in Gida Noshe, that we are Muzer and Gida Noshe, not because of the Tzivu of Yaakov Avinu, but because of the Tzivu B'Sinai, he doesn't mean that B'Sinai. Sinai, they were certain tzivuim prior to Sinai. Moro, kibdav, they were nitzav and kibdav, poradume, I mean, Shabbos, asher tzivcho ad Hashem. So, that's also tzivuim of the Torah. How about achivish hazeh lochem? That's mitzvah v'sheinu asher nitzavu b'Yisrael. That's the first mitzvah of the Torah, Rashi says. Why? Because that's the first mitzvah v'Yisrael de Meisha Rabbeinu. But any tzivu prior to Meisha, even if it had been HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's not a Tzivu HaTorah. So Mimele, the Pshat in the Gemara Sanhedrin, could someone please close the door? Thank you very much. Now, so the Pshat,